ripping back the curtain to find out what's back there. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Friday, September 6, 2019. Good to have you here for the conversation. Number three of the three big things you need to know. Summer may be over, but golly, the forecast looks pretty good for a while. After all, not a very hot summer as far as I could tell, but looks like the 70s are going to hold for the next 2 or 3 weeks. How nice. Number two, a lot of pushback on the banning of flavored vaping fluid from Governor Whitmer in Michigan. It seems a lot of people could soon lose their jobs. Companies may not make it at all through this. And number one, more fallout from the Larry Nassar nightmare at Michigan State University. The provost stepping down and a big federal fine among the latest penalties for the university. In fact, a record fine of $4.5 million for Michigan State has been handed down by the Secretary of Education and the Education Department. Betsy DeVos, of course, being a Michigan native, $4.5 million. $4.5 million. Nassar was also a former doctor at USA Gymnastics. He worked at Michigan State as well. He was accused of sexual abuse by more than 350 women. The scandal earlier led to resignations of top officials at Michigan State, including the school's former president. The university paying more than $400 million to more than 330 of Nassar's victims. Another $75 million has been set aside in case there are future plaintiffs. $500 million. $500 million set aside. Betsy DeVos, in a statement, wrote this: "What transpired at Michigan State was abhorrent, inexcusable, and a total and complete failure to follow the law and protect students. Michigan State will now pay for its failures and will be required to make meaningful changes." Nassar is spending the rest of his life in prison for his part in all of this. A pair of trials, decades, I think it's like 300 years in prison, actually. Decades in prison for having abused young female gymnasts. Prosecutors say the number in the hundreds. And DeVos, for her part, said nobody should have to endure this sort of thing, certainly not in the future going forward. And in light of all of this, one of Michigan State's top administrators stepped down yesterday because of this intense scrutiny, and it is intense. Provost June Hewitt, the latest to fall from power at the university. She is among several taken out by Larry Nassar. Now, to me, you have to ask yourself. I mean, I realize the buck stops here, but there's a lot of blowback here. Larry Nassar was able to get away with all sorts of things over a number of years. And you have to wonder who knew what and who knew what at what time and all of those things. And a lot of that has been explored and investigated at this point. But as these things happen, there is a lot of collateral damage. The university in general has been damaged as far as its image goes, possibly irreparably in some ways. Michigan State will always be linked to this event, to these series of crimes, to these young women that were taken advantage of. And so the healing process is going to be long, and the healing process is going to be painful. And so some people that may or may not have been directly, you know, involved in the whole scandal still will be pushed out. But Hewitt herself admitted in April that she learned about a complaint in 2014 against Nassar during a meeting with William Strample, the former dean of MSU's College of Osteopathic Medicine. Hewitt didn't follow up on Nassar. She said she thought that negative findings would be reported directly to her. Strample himself is also serving time now for a couple of things: failure to oversee Nassar properly and his own sexual harassment of young women. Michigan State releasing a statement yesterday responding to two federal investigations. President Sam Stanley said he accepted Hewitt's resignation immediately. The letter of findings from the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights made it clear that the provost and former president failed to take appropriate action on behalf of the university to address reports related to former Dean Strample. That was sent to the MSU community yesterday. Now, in an article in the Detroit News, we find this. U.S. resignation comes after the Detroit News first reported Thursday that the U.S. Department of Education is levying a $4.5 million fine against Michigan State for a systemic failure to protect students and failure to alert the public and campus community about Nassar's and others' conduct. The penalty is the largest under the Federal Clery Act, which requires public disclosure of safety threats and annual reporting of campus crime data. Penalty follows the conclusion of two department investigations into Clery Act and Title IX violations, with the latter finding that MSU, quote, failed to adequately respond, end quote, to reports of sexual misconduct by Nassar and Strample, and also failed to take appropriate interim measures to protect students while complaints against both men were pending. And so you look, I mean, the roots of Michigan State and where it extends. Both of my parents, Michigan State graduates. Both of my parents, Michigan State graduates. So my point being is Michigan State runs through this community at all levels. Many people I know, graduates of Michigan State University or work at Michigan State in a variety of capacities. Michigan State, one of the three pillars of Central Michigan, I believe. I mean, of this part of the state, you've got three big pillars, Michigan State being one of them. I mean, you've got the state capitol, General Motors, and Michigan State. These are the legs of the table here. And one of those three legs has been compromised, to say the least. So Michigan State will be working for many years to come. This won't be the end of it, by the way. This is not that. There will be more to come. There'll be more to come. I mean, we're getting close, I hope, to turning this page, but the page has so much on it, it's not that easy to move forward. So many people have to heal. So many things have to be corrected. So many procedures need to be readdressed and rewritten and looked at and reviewed again so that a predator like a Larry Nassar isn't allowed to roam freely and without concern. I mean, his behavior was serial. And he had it dialed in, and he had the trust of all of these people around him. And you know, we know what the outcome was, and we know what the result was. And we know that he took advantage and preyed on those who were thought to be in good hands, and they were not. And they certainly were not. So you have a $4.5 million fine, the biggest ever exacted. You've got the provost resigning. The president forced out long ago, and maybe now finally we can begin to move forward, but we'll take a closer look as this continues to unfold. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy today. DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Still to come on the program, Steve Doolin will be here. Tim Stout will be here because we are going to talk about sports. There is life after Nassar. There's sports, there's football, and there's feeling good about your university. It's not all bad, my friend. It's not all bad. And that's for sure. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to Wyckoff Wellness.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.